After releasing their first two albums, a period of massive upheaval and tragedy that nearly ended the Pretenders would cause delays before they released Learning to Crawl on this date, January 17th, 1984. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. After achieving some early success, 1982 would be a pivotal year for the band. Bassist Pete Farndon's struggles with drug addiction led to Chrissie Hynde firing him from the group. 2 days later, guitarist James Honeyman Scott would pass away from drug-related heart failure. And less than a year later, Farndon would also pass. Hynde and drummer Martin Chambers needed to make a decision on whether or not the Pretenders would continue. While looking for a solution, the surviving Pretenders hired replacements to record the single-only release Back on the Chain Gang and My City Was Gone before the end of 1982. And as the sessions for what would become Learning to Crawl began, other musicians came and went before Hynde finally settled on guitarist Robbie McIntosh and bassist Malcolm Foster. A new lineup wasn't the only change happening for the band. Hynde was living with the Kinks' Ray Davies and pregnant with her first child. The combination that her first daughter's birth had and the new lineup trying to figure things out together would give inspiration to the album's title. Despite the internal difficulties, Learning to Crawl was a success, reaching number 5 on the chart, with 3 top 40 singles and selling 1 million copies by the end of the year. But though the album was a success, the band would go through constant changes, including Hynde letting Chambers go shortly afterward until his permanent return to the band 10 years later. It would be their biggest success, born out of challenges, when the Pretenders released Learning to Crawl on this date, January 17th, 1984, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?